Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this podcast we're going to talk about why you need to be more consistent with your content creation work. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well. So let's talk about consistency, shall we? Something that I am fairly inconsistent with. But I do know that the key to success is being as consistent as possible. It's like, if you can do the same thing day in, day out, you're going to get really good at that, or you're going to improve the opportunity to get results. So let me give you an example. So, for example, I've been, for last week and the Thursday before last week, I've been at CrossFit. And I'm on a diet. I've got a diet coach. I'm at CrossFit. Got a CrossFit coach, obviously, because they get it all the time. And we're actually starting to see some results now. So we had a full week last week, went 5 days. Today's Monday, went today, put a t-shirt on today. And it's actually tighter around the shoulders and less tight around the waist, which basically means the fat clearly must be moving from the waist up to my shoulders. Or I'm losing fat and I'm adding more muscle onto the shoulders. And I think actually that's what's happening. And it's kind of this realization that I don't need to go and break personal bests at CrossFit every single day. I don't need to lift the heaviest, run the fastest, run faster than I've ever ran before, done more, I don't know, deadlifts than ever before, lift heavier weight. None of that matters. What matters is that every single day I show up. And it's exactly the same with your content. Every single day you've got to show up. And at first it'll feel like those results don't come in. Okay? And, you know, as you may have kind of been aware, for the last 3 months, I've been going live every single day. And honestly, it gets pretty burning out going live every single day. Just coming out with fresh content, fresh ideas. It's really, really hard work. And one of the things I've noticed is that you start doing the work and the results don't come in for maybe a month, 2 months or 3 months. And then after a while, you stop doing that work, which is what I did, because I, you know, since April, I think April the 14th, I've not done a podcast for a month. I think I did one or two last week, and that's it. And it's like, okay, did our phone calls or strategy sessions, did that drop? And actually, it didn't drop. And the reason it didn't drop is it's going to take a few more months. In 2 or 3 months, it'll drop as people realise that we're not as consistent as we were in doing those podcasts. And creating content on a consistent basis is absolutely one of the keys to success. If you're, you know, if you're working from an office every Friday from 12 till 1, and you do that for 2 years, and everybody knows that that's what you do, from 12 till 1 you're going to be in the office, guess what happens? 12 till 1, people show up and know that you're there. The second that you leave, people start showing up and you're not there. And you've lost them. And it's this idea again, just being consistent. You're going to do something, go out and do it. If you're going to go do lives 3 times a week, go do lives 3 times a week. Now, I do think on something like going live, you actually need contingency plans, because it's really hard going live 5 times a week, 3 times a week, once a week. And actually, what you want to be doing, and this is a mistake that we probably made, to be fair, is that we should be recording more content. It doesn't have to be live. And we might record 5 this week, for example. Hey, we might even record 5 today, right? But we actually release them 3 times a week or twice a week. Because then what you're going to get is you're going to get a backlog, a catalogue of content that hasn't yet been published. Because you're going away for 2 weeks, you can then use that backlog content. While you're away for 2 weeks, you can still release podcasts and other content and people still think that you're around and so on. Even though you might not be. It's about perception in the marketplace that you're consistently there. And, you know, this is not the first time I've learned this lesson, by the way. And it won't be the last time I learn this lesson either. The key to being consistency, to being consistent is to kind of look consistent. Sure, being consistent, me going to CrossFit, for example, 5 times a week, I have to be consistent with that in order to get my physical results. Makes no difference for people listening, because they're not listening to me doing CrossFit, right? that's an internal thing. The external things, which is you creating content, you might create 30 pieces of content today, okay, and you might want that to go out once every 3 days. You've now got 90 days worth of content that you've created in just 30 days, just in one day, I mean. 90 pieces in just one day, because you created 30 pieces of content today. And that's it. You do that 4 days a year, that's your entire year's worth of content lined up, ready to go out, and your clients are going to see that that's consistent. Now, in terms of this podcast, have I recorded this podcast last week? I mean, obviously, I'm recording it as the voice is coming out of your speakers. It always makes me laugh because you get like fresh veg. And you go, is it fresh? And you go, yeah, it was fresh when it was frozen. Right, well, how long has it been frozen? Oh, 2 months. So is it fresh? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It kind of always gets to me, that one. Or the better one is a concert live. And it's like a recording. And it's like, oh, well, it was live when it was recorded. Really? So it's like, you know, this podcast, was this podcast recorded last week or is it recorded today? And I'll be honest with you, recorded today, probably gone out the same day. It's Monday today, I don't know what day it is, 20-something, 24th. So it's probably going to go out today or tomorrow, just because we've not been live for ages and we're not put content out anywhere near as consistently as we should. Now, listen, I'm a hypocrite, don't get me wrong here. You know, I'm just like you. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I got a life to live. I got kids and family and work to do and Netflix to watch and CrossFit to do and go to the shops and buy toilet roll and all the boring stuff that everybody else has to do, I've got to do as well. So I kind of struggle for time just like everybody else. And so that's one of the reasons why, like if you're listening to this now, you know, in the car, I've got my hands-free headset on. Normally we used to do videos whilst in the car, and actually we stopped doing them because as soon as it gets to summer, the device that I use to connect the phone, which is connected to the windscreen, even though it's got 3 suckers and it's like a professional grade attachment to go on your windscreen to hold a camera, right, even though it's really good, it wasn't cheap, it was like 90 quid, it keeps falling off because the sun basically warms up the windscreen and loses all its suction. So we're actually going to test now, which is why this isn't on a video. We're actually going to test doing podcasts just like this effectively, and we'll just see how that goes, and hopefully that will get a bit more consistency out of us, you know. And this is what I'm saying, we're just like you, we're just like everybody else, we struggle with the same things as you do. We want more customers, we want more podcasts, we want more money, we want more happier customers, you know. We're just the same as everybody else. I think the thing that sets us apart is that when we say we're going to go do something, we actually go and do something. And we don't just do it a little bit, we go to the nth degree. But that's probably more like my personality, is that if I'm going to go to CrossFit, I'm not going CrossFit once a week. Do you know what I mean? What's the point in that? What a waste of time that is. If I'm going to go to CrossFit, I'm going 5 days a week, maybe even 6. And I'm even considering then running in the afternoon. You know, if I'm on a weight loss thing, I'm not, you know, part-time here. Well, you know, my calories is under 2,000 calories every day. And my protein, carbs and fats are all measured out. I literally weighed my breakfast this morning, my fiber sticks, which is carbs and protein. I don't mess about. We go to the nth degree. We're very, an addictive personality type. You know, if I'm going to learn to play squash, I'm going to learn to play squash and get a coach and get really good at it. We don't go once or twice and hope for the best. And it's the same with podcasting. It's the same with website design. If we're going to create websites for people, we're going to create a lot of websites for people. We're not going to create one or two. And so I'm fortunate and unfortunate all at the same time to have this addictive personality disorder. Which means that we don't do things by half measures, and that really helps, but also it can really, you know, it can really be negative as well. But consistency is going to be your friend through the good times and through the bad times. And if you think about this, it's often not the fact that you're doing something wrong. for example.
Like, I'll give you an example.
So in December, January and February, boy, our business was just deathly. In fact, we had more strategy sessions in March on a month-by-month basis than we've ever had in the past. And we closed zero clients in March. Zero. And so we're like, goodness me, what's going on? Is it us? And actually, we think it was a couple of things. One was the Ukraine war, obviously. And then the other one, I mean, obviously Brexit's always in there. But then the other one was utility bills. People were panicking about how expensive the utility bills were going to be. And actually now that that's kind of calmed down a little bit and people can forecast what their cash flow is going to be, they know whether to make the investment in a website or social media content and all of that kind of thing. But throughout that process, whilst we weren't closing business or having bigger challenges in closing that business, throughout that entire process, we were consistent as hell. And in fact, if anything, we probably did more than we should have done. Because having that level of consistency... So that's just my car beeping at me. Oh, it does enjoy a good beep, this car. The level of consistency that's required to take you through the good times is just as much as the level of consistency to take you through the bad times. And in fact, when the bad times happen, people kind of stop doing what they're supposed to do and trying all these new different things instead of going back to actually doing what's worked for the last 4 years, which is what's happened for us. So we were very consistent in that. And now, because we had that level of consistency and those worries that we talked about people worrying about money and that kind of thing, all of that has actually dissipated. So because we were consistent with our branding and our marketing and our podcast, even though we've definitely slowed down on the podcast, but all the other stuff went out, because we were still in front of the potential customers. Like right now, we closed 3 websites last week. Like, that's a lot of websites to do. And now, obviously, now we have to fulfill them, which causes its own unique problem when you close a lot all at the same time. This is just being in business, isn't it? But that level of consistency took us through those leaner times, and now we've come out the other side. We're still at that level of consistency. The only thing that dropped was podcasts, but our videos went out, our images went out, our copy on social media went out. We still had a very decent platform to showcase our wares. And so that level of consistency that we had has absolutely paid off for us. And it will pay off for you, whether you're going through good times or bad times. You just got to keep going. And this is the thing that where most people just give up. They go, no, it doesn't work, I can't do it, the people don't want it. And sometimes you're saying people don't want your products or services without actually looking at what's going on in the marketplace, like Ukraine, Brexit, and what was the other one? Gas prices, energy prices for your house, and fuel prices. Like, that's why people didn't buy. And, you know, because we were so consistent in putting out content, we were like, well, look, if they're not buying from us, they're not buying from other people either. And when I spoke to business owners, honestly, and we, you know, in order to be honest with other business owners, you've got to say, God, we're struggling closing clients, you? And they're like, geez, Dan, we've not closed anything for months. And it's like, okay. And then when you see other businesses going up for sale, in the same industry as you, and you're like, yeah, we know why you're going up for sale, you're not closing any business, which actually then puts us in a bargaining power if we decide to buy anything, which we're probably not going to, but it would do if we chose to. It's like just being able to read the marketplace, being able to read what's going on. But again, through and through, the thing that kept us going through absolutely everything was doing the same thing over and over and over, until you're so fed up of doing the same thing over and over and over. But that's what consistency is. It's doing the same thing till you get absolutely bored of it. Because if that's the thing that's getting you the results, why would you change it up and do something different? It doesn't make sense to me. So, my friends, consistency is where it's at. And I think we've given a really good examples as to why consistency is so important. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Have a good one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like, or subscribe to the entire podcast.